Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, March 3rd. If you listened to our recent mini-series, We Crashed, you heard a lot about SoftBank, the giant investment firm that funded WeWork. And we talked about SoftBank here last week in our episode about Brandless. That's the consumer goods startup that SoftBank recently shuttered. Well, today we're looking at yet another SoftBank portfolio firm that launched with a lot of hype, but that is struggling now. That would be Zoom, the Silicon Valley company that promised to transform the pizza business by using robots to cook your pepperoni pie. And not from a tech-enabled warehouse somewhere, no, from a mobile kitchen while en route to your living room. By cooking on a delivery truck, Zoom said you'd get your pizza fast. In the ultra-competitive pizza delivery business, a couple of minutes shaved from your delivery time can mean all the difference for pizza chains competing to win your cash. Robotic pizza making sounded like a good idea. SoftBank certainly thought so. The firm, run by famed venture capitalist Masayoshi Son, invested $375 million in Zoom. The money came from its SoftBank Vision Fund, notably the one that funded WeWork and Brandless, the ill-fated company we told you about last week. At the end of 2018, investors valued Zoom Pizza at more than $2 billion. Even more striking, only 3 months ago, CEO Alex Garden was arguing its true value was double that. It was seeking additional new funding at a valuation of $4 billion, according to Recode. From what great heights we fall and hurt workers along the way. In early January, Zoom laid off 360 people, 80% of its staff. It closed Zoom pizza locations around Silicon Valley. Those robots don't cook pizza anymore. Now Zoom is positioning the company as a robot-powered supplier to the pizza industry. That is, it's attempting to sell compostable pizza boxes and automation systems to its former rivals, Domino's and Pizza Hut, among other pizza chains. It's also pushing into other parts of the food industry with its mobile kitchens. But reports since say Zoom has run into even more problems with its new model. It turns out that its compostable pizza boxes can't legally be used in some places. Bloomberg Businessweek reported that the boxes contain a chemical that the EPA says can harm humans. Whether to deliver pizza or dreaming of a grand Silicon Valley future, people who took jobs at Zoom now share the plight of thousands of former employees at other SoftBank-funded startups. Last week, CNN Business reported that SoftBank firms have laid off more than 7,000 people over the last few months. It's been a shocking experience for many who watch their companies recruit and hire at top speed as recently as December. Like other observers, CNN writer Sarah Ashley O'Brien chalks the layoffs up to a dramatic shift in philosophy. No longer content with fast growth fueled by losses, investors now want to see a clear, speedy path to profitability, which is something SoftBank in the last couple of years has not quite been able to achieve. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, if you like our show, help us out by talking about us on social media with the hashtag Business Wars Daily. You know, word of mouth is the best way for new listeners to find us. Thanks so much. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.